And now I'm talking to Ken Kellerman and Harry Vonderlaan at NREO, also on 19th March, in a tripartite discussion. First, we'll start with Ken. You started as a grad student at Caltech, what year?
59.
And what was the situation at that time there?
The first 90-foot antenna had just been finished. I got there in the fall of 59, and they had been finished some months earlier, and they had already done single dish observations. The Harrison Roberts work was in progress, and the Bolton and Wilson work on the Galactic Survey was in progress. And then during the first 6 months or so I was there, the interferometer got put together, and the started the interferometer work. And I wasn't doing very much then.
What were the first interferometric observations?
The main project, the things were built to measure accurate positions, essentially. And they were designed, up until that time, I think the highest frequency interferometry had been some hundreds of megahertz. Australian stuff, I guess. And Bolton and Stanley, I guess, stuck their necks out and tried to design something to work at 50 centimeters. And the dishes were only sort of planned to work there. And a lot of people did think, you know, they thought that was way beyond what could be done.
This was to go for better positions.
Right. For identifications.
Right.
And even in the course of building it, they decided that to go from 50 centimeters to 30 centimeters. And the first system that was actually working for a year and a half or 2 years, I guess, was at 30 centimeters, 960 megahertz.
Hmm.
And the big project then was the positions.
Was it primarily Bolton's idea that identifications was the important thing to do?
He was, you know, organizing the whole project. You know. That's what he went for, essentially, to do identifications. And then soon after that, the Moffat Maltby work on the source structure started.
And what was the first thing that you started working on?
And then I started on the spectra. So I was just using the interferometer to measure fluxes. Mm. I was just using the closest spacing you could get. But it was a very useful way to measure fluxes. Because you just, I mean, even though it was all reduced with chart records, you just had a whole series of fringes and you averaged them up, rather than taking drip scans and having all the problems with baseline levels.
Yeah.
I think it was probably the first time an interferometer was used to measure fluxes, and that's why they were considerably more accurate than would have been done before.
And so your thesis was putting together the spectra of these sources?
Yeah. And I it was very naive, I guess, when we started. At that time, the thing was working only at 30 centimeters. 20 centimeters was in the works. And there was some hopes of doing some 10 centimeter work, and I thought that was enough to study spectra.
When was this going? 1960?
Yeah, essentially. It was just a simple thing. I mean, if you had two frequencies, a factor of two apart, and you measured it, each one with an accuracy of 10%, well, you had your spectral index to plus or minus 0.15 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was the Berkeley. It was one of these, you know, real coincidences that just people happened to be talking. It was the Berkeley IAU meeting. I think Graham.
It was in 1960. 61.
Graham Smith was there.